Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I want to thank my guest, Alan Borsick, as always, for, you know, just explaining exactly where we are with education, and none better. But as well, I want to thank my next guest ahead of time, as always, being there, none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Earl. How you been?
I've been fine, man. But let me ask you, Dr. Craig, we just heard they just blow taps for Foxconn. And I don't think that it should go away that easily. I mean, I don't think that, you know, we should bury Foxconn without talking about the people who brought that sham and that scam to the people of the state of Wisconsin. The people who brought that bias, corrupt. Donald Trump was there. Never will forget it. Rance Priebus was there when they, Scott Walker was there. I think Robin Voss was there. Scott Walker, they were all there with their golden shovels. And I never will forget the look on their faces when they talked about the savior that Foxconn was going to be. They had all of those people move from a neighborhood that they had and had been there, and people enjoyed that, and with the false premise of what was going to occur with Foxconn. And as many times as they tried to, you know, say, well, it's just be patient with us, well, it's finally come to an end, Dr. Craig, and it shouldn't go away without people having to understand that these people who did this, some of them are still in office. And we can't just let it go without them, you know, without us reminding people of what they did.
I agree. And I think it's even more deeply systemic than just those individuals. But just to rewind, because, Earl, the starting point is how this happened. Remember, we had the 2010 election. We got large Republican majorities. They gerrymandered the state to cement those in now for 12 years. No checks and balances. You had Scott Walker and a right-wing Supreme Court that would make legal anything that he, any law he violated. And cutting everything, just taking a meat cleaver to public education, for example.
Right.
And a whole lot of other things. And then all of a sudden, they come forward with this massive deal that's going to save Wisconsin, and this great company, Foxconn, is coming in. We just need to give them all this money. And it was touted not only by Scott Walker, but by Donald Trump as well, who made a big deal of it and tried to make it his idea. And I've been on a trip, and I decided I was already, like, concerned about this. There were very people out to go and sit through the whole hearing and try to testify. And I sat there for a good 7-8 hours next to Stephanie Bloomingdale, the president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. She still is. And, you know, everything with all the invited witnesses for most of that time. So you would not have believed all of who was dragged out to genuflect for this and to carry water for this. All of the major business leaders you ever heard of in the state, right? Many of them still prominent, like Tim Sheehy, and the head of the Milwaukee Metropolitan Area of Commerce, and leaders, well-known leaders of industry, The UW system people felt the need to come out, including the Chancellor UW Madison, and carry water for it, I think, to try to get protection for themselves from further cuts, right? Because to curry favor. The head of the, an official anyway, from the Wisconsin Association of Independent Colleges, so all the non-publics, got up and said that this was like Google when Google saved Pittsburgh. Yeah. By the way, you could question whether Google saved Pittsburgh, but the point is. And on and on. And none of those folks, when they get egg on their face, have repented. They continue to be quoted as experts in the economy and people we should listen to in media like the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the business pages and listen to by politicians on both sides of the party when they lied to us and took all of that money. And it was obvious, Earl. I mean, there was so little like dissent allowed that when I finally got to testify and I'd sat there and gotten, you know, really revved up, and I'd done a bunch of research on economic development subsidies and how much they do not work, just giving big subsidies corporations in order to create jobs. And I gave a scathing enough testimony, shocking them, even though it was late, and they just wanted the people who were allowed to speak, who weren't invited to speak, they want all that to end, that it went viral. It got like 100,000 views. But the point is, as scathing as what I said was, I completely underestimated how bad it would be. In other words, it's been even worse. And I just want to, this is what I want to close on, Earl, is that this is still our dominant economic development tool to create jobs, is to give subsidies to major corporations. They're not as big and flashy as Foxconn, but they're happening all the time. Cities are doing them. Democrats are doing them. Governor Evers didn't get rid of WEDAC, the privatized economic development agency that Walker created. He was the only candidate in the Democratic primary who didn't run on doing that. We continue to do this, and research is overwhelming. It is one of the worst ways to produce jobs, and it produces very little jobs, and often you pay them to create fewer jobs than they get rid of through automation or by outsourcing. So I'm just saying that Foxconn is a white elephant of white elephants, but we still are following far too much that economic development strategy, and that's why we have such high poverty and inequality in the city of Milwaukee.
You know, Dr. Craig, they put that albatross around the necks of the people who live in that area to all of that money that was spent to open up the highways for the trucks that were going to be coming in and out of that place, and the taxes that those people now are strapped with. I mean, it shouldn't just end like that, Dr. Craig, without a scathing, rebuke of the Republican Party and what they did. And so people don't just say, okay, well, it's over, let's move on from that. No, those people who are strapped, who live in that area, and who will have to be for generations paying for that, that should never be forgotten.
Yeah, it's not going to come. It's not his style. I think it would benefit him from Tony Evers. This would be an opportunity for Tony Evers to point this out, right? I mean, I think President Biden is up to it, but I think it came just after his appearance in Milwaukee. But maybe, I think Tammy Baldwin, this is an opportunity for her and her reelect to tag them with it, because and it's not only them, the people behind them, their funders, the business community was all over this. And you should have seen the data they came up with and all of the defenses they came up with. It was very elaborate, and there's been no accountability for that, really. It's mostly reported, except on this station, as it didn't work out, and there were a lot of jobs created. I mean, that your newscast at the top of the hour did a good job, but very few were even saying that much.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Craig, it is shameful, and it is a black eye, and that should never be forgotten from my perspective. So, but anyway, there's so many things to talk about, Dr. Craig. You know, after years of spreading lies Republican Party, the election deniers, is there going to be a come to Jesus moment? Do you think any of these legal proceedings, Dr. Craig, are going to, at the end of it, you know, people are going to pay a price for any the things that they've done?
Well, it's a little bit like predicting Jordan Love will be the next Hall of Fame quarterback for the Packers, right? Some people think that, but it would be foolhardy to show have much certainty one way or another.
That's a great analogy. That's a great analogy, by the way. It's a great analogy.
I mean, it is like sports predicting, in other words.
Right.
So, that the Badgers' new coach, who comes with great credentials, is going to be the next Barry Alvarez.
Right.
Maybe not, right? Maybe better, maybe much worse, maybe gone in a couple of years. I've read the entire Georgia indictment, and I have to
let me do this, Dr. Craig, before you go any further. You read the entire Georgia indictment.
Now, fairness, I chose not to become an attorney, so I was not cross-referencing it with the Georgia State Code to get the full analysis of each count, of which there are many, right? So I can't tell you the exact statutory wording of the racketeering part of the criminal code in Georgia, but I'll say this: it's very different than the January 6th one from the special prosecutor.
So, Dr. Craig, hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789, the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board again. We'll be right back.
Another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 81. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 63. Overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 73. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Hey, why don't you just stop trying to be so cool and let me know low down how you feel about things? Serious problem, yeah.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. It's Wednesday. It means Wednesdays with Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So, Dr. Craig, you read all of that, and your thoughts.
Well,
what makes this different?
Georgia,
and what makes this so different?
Really, the the special counsel indictment, the third one, the four, is very streamlined, and Donald Trump's the only defendant. And it is focused on things that they think they can prove 100% that there won't be a lot of delays around, a lot of different motions that the defendant can make. And it's what some legal commentators have called built for speed. It is designed and has a judge that looks like they'll expedite it to get a verdict before the election. Because as we know, Donald Trump has already promised basically to pardon himself and take over government with people who will do his bidding, like the people who are part of this conspiracy to overturn American democracy. The Georgia one is different in that it is exceedingly detailed. There are 19 defendants, and so it has a lot more charges. Because they use the racketeering statutes, they're able to actually pull in the whole country. So Wisconsin comes up a lot because they're all part of the same conspiracy. Georgia and Wisconsin are both necessary to overturn the election. He can't win just by overturning one state. And just the amount of detail on the amount of conspiring, the levels of the conspiracy, and the various crimes that were committed by Trump and by all of his co-conspirators is just 98 pages of it, Earl. And it's extremely damning. And there's nothing like this on the record for Hunter Biden himself, let alone for Joe Biden, where they've made no legitimate connection to Joe Biden in any smoke that's been blown about Hunter Biden. And so it is just amazing how the right-wing media machine is busy dismissing this as political and irrelevant, right, when it's so detailed and so much of it is in the public domain already. They've put it together and they've got subpoenaed people and gotten it on the record under oath. The other thing is the president can't pardon himself because these are state crimes. So this trial will probably take a long time. This may take a year and a half, 2 years, but it's a guarantee that if the first prosecution is unwound by Trump somehow, if he wins the election or another Republican wins the election who would try to do the same, that the state charges will still go forward. There'll be a lot of motions from these defendants. Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, has already motioned to take it to federal court. That won't change what the charges are, but it's about, or that's about Georgia state law. It would move it a couple blocks down the street to the federal courthouse out of the state courthouse, and you get a different judge and a different jury. That might happen with Trump as well, actually, in that case.
You know, Dr. Craig, the Republicans are brilliant in a way, because now they've been able to come up with replacing woke with weaponizing. So every other word is weaponizing. They're weaponizing the legal system. They're weaponizing this. But that's not going to get him out of this, is it? I mean, none of those things are going to be able to get him out of where he is, because it's in the courts now. And in the courts, none of those things that he says and they say on Fox News and all these other places are going to matter, right?
Under a lot of different circumstances, yes. But I think all bets are off if he's elected president, because, you know, coups usually succeed the second time, not the first, and he's not going to make the mistake of putting people around him that won't do his bidding.
Hey, Dr. Craig, you keep using words like coup and other things, and I don't think the American people can even comprehend that there's a possibility that that can happen in this country. But you keep reminding us of that.
The modern Republican Party and the corporate elites and billionaires behind them have normalized all of this, and they have so made the public so cynical of everything they hear that it just looks like normal politics to them. Oh, that's how politics is. Trump has, Trump's being attacked, and you know, that's what people do on each side. They're not that. part of the conspiracy is to anesthetize you to it and make it seem all normal, or make you actually believe that the right side is the wrong side. And what's amazing about the politics they've created on the right is that their side is able to ignore overwhelming factual presentations like these indictments. The last two are you could say, if you could make a sophisticated argument, there are things wrong with them, but you.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines. On the line, my guest, Dr. Robert Craig. Let's go to Corinna from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning, Corinna. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question. I looked at that Georgia indictment. And obviously not the old 97 pages or whatever it is. It's a freaking book. But it does seem to be that we can do the same thing in Wisconsin. Why are we not doing it in Wisconsin? And my question is, who is capable of doing it? Like, okay, we understand Fannie is a judge. Is there anyone else can indict anyone else? Is that supposed to be organization? Why are we waiting and have criminals going into a process of winning the place in the Senate and be there where they are right now, trying to sign the new laws and then they are criminals? They shouldn't be there in the begin with. That's one question. And another question, that's a Foxconn and all these. Seems to be to me fake. The whole, always feels that it's fake. It's all made up somehow. So, are we going to have an investigation into a whole Foxconn? Who received money for it? Because it feels like people got what they wanted for the actual contract, and they earned their money and then decided to just let it go because they're not interesting anymore. To negotiate or bring anything or do anything.
Corinna, those are all great questions. Let's go to Dr. Craig. Dr. Craig, you want to respond, sir?
Yeah, and Corinna makes a great. Our first question was prosecution in Wisconsin of the conspiracy where the indictments just landed in Georgia. They're increasing questions. I've been asking them, but. National folks as well about Attorney General Josh Call. He'd be the most logical. He is not, that we know of, he says he will neither confirm nor deny, now investigating the fake electors here. And there was a conspiracy here, and it's part of the Georgia indictment and part of the special counsel prosecutor's indictment to steal Wisconsin's vote. And people went into the Capitol. Into a room and pretended to be our electors, and documents were forged and certified and notarized and sent to Congress and sent to the National Archives. And in fact, the theory of how to do this was started in Wisconsin. It was originally the Wisconsin memo by this attorney, James Cheeseborough. And then that became national in the other states like Georgia. So it is unknown why in Michigan the attorney general has indicted their fake electors. Obviously, that's going on in Georgia right now, but all the people involved in that fraud. But And we know that in Nevada, they are investigating. Their attorney general is investigating the situation. So we don't know. So that is a very good question as to why in Wisconsin, over 3 years later, we still have no consequences for going and trying to misrepresent who won Wisconsin and to steal the Wisconsin election. The head of the Republican Party here was part of that. Congressman Fitzgerald set up the room. But we've only had national indictments in the Georgia indictment that have related to it. So they've not indicted the Wisconsin specific electors, either one of them. Her next question about Foxconn, I think that the primary purpose, Earl and Corinna, was to reelect Scott Walker in 2018 and make it look like he had had some major economic breakthrough. And that didn't work. And Donald Trump also tried to tout it during touted as well. Obviously, he wasn't up on the ballot till 2020, but he wasn't reelected either. And it wasn't a major campaign theme for him in 2020 because it had already gone south. But, you know, this belief, this faith that this big multinational company with a really checkered record, if you look at Foxconn's record of both job creation and the kind of jobs they create, is going to fulfill all of this, was a pipe dream, but we were sold a bill of goods by people who think that that kind of big corporation can do no wrong, that we should just hand all of our money to them and hope for the best.
CJ, good morning.
Morning, Earl and Dr. Craig. You know, you read the indictment, and when I heard Earl speak of weaponization versus woke, well, we exposed woke, and we're exposing the weaponization. But it seems that the Democrat parties are better at lying and cheating, because we now know through the Durham report, and I'm sure Dr.
CJ. You're not spinning this. You're not going to Joe Biden. You know, we can move on from the call. This is, again, about what we are talking about. And you're not going to bypass without addressing the issue that we're talking about and bring up Joe Biden. That's not what this conversation is about, sir.
The Biden DOJ, Earl. You're like the Biden DOJ. Who's Merrick Garland's boss? Who's Jack Smith's
boss? Well, what does that have to do with CJ? What does that have to do with what's the name of the place we just got through talking about, Calvin?
Georgia?
No. The place in Wisconsin.
Foxconn.
Foxconn. What does that have to do with Foxconn, CJ? Address that.
Who brought up Foxconn?
I brought up Foxconn, CJ. I'm the host. I brought it up.
Go ahead. You won't answer the question, will
No,
you,
I'm not going to answer your question. This is the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing? You say what?
Good morning, Earl and
Dr. Craig.
The people ultimately. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that, especially as we get money out of politics. I hope Civic Media brings back all of those great bumper music or whatever it is that show the guy from Foxconn Republic Foxconn.
Yes.
The people of Wisconsin should be thanking Mr. Foxconn, and then also show the ones where Scott Walker was talking about how great Foxconn was going to be, and then show the ones where Donald Trump said how great Foxconn was going to be. Joe Biden is really starting to, get into infrastructure and focusing on the middle class and the middle class needs. And I'm liking what I'm seeing. I feel that, even with his age, I feel like the administration of Joe Biden has known how to delegate and how to get the right people in place. And that you don't have to be, a young person to get that done. That takes experience, and that takes a lot of knowing what to do, and Joe Biden actually seems to know what the heck he's doing with that. So I think he would be better than any other candidate just because of his experience. And Kamala Harris is definitely doing a better job all the time, and I hope they keep on highlighting the incredible things that she's doing. As far as CJ goes, I'm just going to call CJ Mr. Foxconn from now on. So therefore, he knows exactly who it is that was responsible for this disaster and also wasting the taxpayers' money of Wisconsin.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. I'm not even going to waste my breath with CJ. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning, Bill. You say what, sir?
First of all, Foxconn, I just want CJ to answer. How many millions did it cost the taxpayer? I want him to answer that. And then to CJ, the weaponization of the DOJ and FBI, CIA, Pentagon, I don't know who they all think's after him. It's all in the Constitution, CJ. That's not weaponization. That's to upholding the law. But he thinks, oh, you can't pick on anybody when it's a presidential election. That's unfair. Justice has no season. You don't say, well, this is a good season to send people to jail. Nothing's going on. We don't do it that way, CJ. But you've been so led by Fox and Newsmax and all these other companies. Someday, if it ever works out, Earl, I'd like to have an open forum on your station and have CJ. I'd like to just talk to CJ.
Well,
and I won't holler at him.
Bill, let me say this. I give CJ a fair opportunity every time that he calls, but you know, CJ is not going to dictate what the conversation is. Dr. Craig and I are having a conversation about the issues that we are talking about, and CJ comes in and brings in, well, Joe Biden. This is not that, okay? So I'm not going to continue to allow him to do that. And Bill, thank you very much for the call. So Dr. Craig, let's get back to, again, what is at stake? Because what we keep hearing about all of this, Dr. Craig, is that if the Democrats keep pushing this, they run a risk of mobilizing Republicans to the degree that, you know, they may wind up, you know, pushing Donald Trump over the top. But that can't be a reason, Dr. Craig. Criminal activities took place. The Department of Justice knows it. And whether or not Merrick Garland or Joe Biden or any of the higher-ups want to get involved in this, Dr. Craig, you can't allow this to happen. I mean, the nation looks like a puppet government, for heaven's sakes. We can't go after Donald Trump because, you know, Donald Trump is a bully. He's going to mobilize, you know, his goons. And so we can't do this as best to just let him get away with it. How does that sound, Dr. Craig?
I mean, I agree that you won't have rule of law if you don't enforce the law, that you'll become an authoritarian country where the law is only for people who the unfavored groups, and the favored groups have no legal accountability. Yeah, right? Because that is the threat to democracy here. Now, you said about if the Democrats keep pushing this, that there could be a political risk. You see, that is the Republican position. I know you don't think that. That's not your position, Earl.
Right.
Biden is not directing this. He's not talking about it. It's not part of his campaign. He appointed, this is a fact, the most independent, nonpartisan attorney general he could find in Merrick Garland, which has caused you, which he is subject to critique, I think, for, because Merrick Garland moved far too slowly and has created a condition where Trump could derail the investigation into himself by winning a re-election. This has taken far too long. But Biden couldn't cancel this. It's a special counsel appointed by Merrick Garland. He can't control what the district attorney of Fulton County, Georgia, does either, for example. And so, and the other two Trump cases, you know, both the documents case and January 6th are by a special counsel. So it can't even be stopped. But I think CJ reflects the threat to democracy. We have a huge percentage of the electorate now that you can't talk to because you can't have a reasoned argument with them, right?
Right.
If we could have an actual discussion, for example, of, you know, the corruption possibilities of what family members of presidents and other high officials do, you could do that if you could agree to standards for both sides. And that's what Jamie Raskin has tried to do, the congressman. He has tried to engage them in that. What about, and not as a what about him, about Trump's family, but saying, why don't we create standards that apply to all of them? And they refuse.
Dr. Craig, hang on. Hang on. We'll be right back. Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. On the line, Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen. I was going to point out two things that I don't hear reported about Foxconn. Is one, we had warning about that company. We are not the only state that this happened in, where they promised the moon and nothing happened. Before we even started this, it was being reported about that. So the warning signs were there, yet they went full steam ahead with this. The other thing, and I just lost my train of thought.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, also, I really hope that whoever runs against Robin Voss puts his feet to the fire about all this, because he was one of the main people who pushed this. And just thinking about all the businesses and all the houses, there were generational farms
right.
that lost it through eminent domain. And what do they have now? An empty field. All those people who got affected by this because of all those Republicans who pushed for this, and no one has anything to show. People lost everything, they lost their treasured homes that they worked hard to afford for a field. And Robin Voss, like I said, whoever runs against him, I really hope they keep pounding him about all this millions and millions of dollars we lost because of their fiasco.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig.
He's right. Foxconn was very suspect from the beginning, and you should have seen the elected Republicans in that long hearing that rubber stamped it, and all the august business leaders in the state who present themselves as nonpartisan, independent economic experts, job creators, who went and carried water and threw cold water on all of the record of Foxconn. And they're not being held accountable in the media or politically, and they're still being listened to as people. We should take their advice on how we're going to invest the public's money and how we're going to create greater prosperity and jobs. So, yeah, it was obvious at the time, and they did it anyway.
You know, Dr. Craig, WEDAC, and I remember when Scott Walker changed it to WEDAC. And now really at the time that he did that, they had this in their minds. So, you know, a lot of these things don't happen, you know, by happenstance. They're planned out. And that's kind of what we're talking about with what's happening with Donald Trump. That's why they are calling this an organized crime. Rudy Giuliani, for heaven's sakes, is saying all I did was be an attorney. Well, he was speaking boldly prior to the fact that now he's caught up in this and ended up to his neck, Dr. Craig. He clearly, and others, Mark Meadows and others, they're not beholden to Trump anymore. It's every man for himself.
You read the indictment. I mean, my goodness, I had no idea that being a lawyer was a get-out-of-jail-free card where you could basically do everything. You should see the number of crimes the man is alleged to have committed. And his response is, well, I was an attorney. I was acting in my role as an attorney. That's amazing. Apparently, an attorney is above the law, according to Rudy Giuliani.
Let me ask you, Dr. Craig, because in the face of all of these things, and if you to possibly believe that any human being could be focusing on becoming president of the United States again and dealing with all of this stress and all of the things that he has to deal with, how can that man sleep? I mean, well, Donald Trump is human after all, Dr. Craig. He's human.
He's not like most other humans, I think, is the answer. But it's not only that he's willing to run. I mean, self-delusion is an amazing drug. But the fact that his self-delusion is shared by such a large part of the American people,
right.
That's the threat, right?
Right.
That we have our own tin pot dictator running, and we have a bunch of the public like CJ who are following lockstep and believing anything they're told, the lies they are told. And they, you know, it's knowable that they're being lied to. They don't care. They want to believe these things.
You know, Dr. Craig, they don't care because clearly what they do is change the subject. And they get away with it sometimes. But, you know, Donald Trump is good at changing the subject. But once he gets in the courtrooms, he's not going to be able to change the subject, Dr. Craig. And then what I feel is going to come out of all of it is it's going to be poor Donald Trump if he gets convicted. They did it to him as if he didn't do anything to deserve what it is he's up against. He created all of that, for heaven's sakes. But yet none of these people will admit that he created it.
That's why I think I started to mention it, what Congressman Jamie Raskin is doing, who he was a constitutional law professor, is really good. Rather than responding in a way that sounds political, to say specifically, okay, let's establish standards that apply to the family members of presidents, right? Because, my goodness, there's a lot more damning evidence about what Donald Trump's son-in-law,
right,
and his daughter did to cash in and what he did to cash in from government than there is about anything Joe Biden, any connection that which they've not shown between Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, aside from them being father and son, and Joe Biden being a loving father. And so they won't talk about it. In other words, they don't want to develop standards that apply to all. They only want to go after their political opponent. And that does expose them, what Jamie Raskin is trying to do here, and reveal them. And we need to be smarter about how we reveal them. I think these indictments reveal them because it's all on paper.
I know.
Amazing how elaborate the conspiracy was. And that's what we have to be worried of. It seems like Trump's crazed. But he's capable with his allies of extremely elaborate conspiracies. You would consider a movie script along these lines incredible, given the level of this conspiracy and the number of moving parts it had.
Hey, Dr. Craig, we got to get out of here. Thank you as always, my friend. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Earl.
All right. Thank everybody who made the show go. We got to get out of here. Thank you, Calvin. See you tomorrow.